If you guys are like me and you're looking for a way to make financial services work for you need to be checking out Robinhood. They let you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, cryptos, all commission free. Where are you going to find that? Commission free. They got an easy to use app. Their web platform is amazing, and you can learn by doing. Okay. If you're not checking out Robinhood, I don't know what you're doing with your money, but check them out. Eatsleep.robinhood.com. Check that out. You got to do it, okay? Eatsleep.robinhood.com, all right? I personally am not going to tell you where to invest your money, but you need to know what to be using to invest your money, and it needs to be Robinhood. They're amazing. Check out their app or visit eatsleep.robinhood.com.
Yeah, eat, sleep, fantasy. You rocking with the best. NFL fantasy football podcast. We talking mock drafts, running backs. Better follow the conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation. We doing what we like. Tune in every week. Guaranteed we get it hype. Fantasy football enthusiasts. I know you plan to be joining us on Eat, Sleep, Fantasy. Yeah, Eat, Sleep, Fantasy. Eat, Sleep, Fantasy.
All right, everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Eat Sleep Fantasy Football Podcast, also known as the Dwight Howard's of Fantasy Football Podcast. My name is Christian Brito. You can find our show Twitter handle at EatSleepFF on Twitter. Joining me on this beautiful podcast is Armando Crespo. What is up?
What's up, playa hater? So what happened with Dwight Howard? I just Googled Dwight Howard, and I'm starting to find some weird stuff here, man.
Basically, there was it's just a super interesting story, and the details that have come out just become more and more amusing as you read on. I'm not sure if this is something that I should take seriously or like something that I should just laugh in enjoyment, but basically what has happened is I don't know if it's a prostitute or an escort or just like a fling, but a transsexual individual came out and basically started detailing the encounters that they had with I don't know how they identify themselves, so I don't know what to call them.
No, but they, but the, they is usually,
yeah, so
if they I don't know.
So they started to detail, you know, Dwight Howard and how you know, they were engaged in romantic relationship, but that's not the point. The point is like all of the things that came afterwards, right? Like them wanting to they wanted her to sign an NDA and a non-disclosure agreement, and wanted to pay her hush money, and she was threatened, and all that stuff. But the amusing part to me is Dwight Howard has been sidelined with a glute injury.
What are glutes, Brito?
Come on, man.
Just for our audience.
Just a glute injury. A booty muscle.
Okay, so I went to Newsweek. I don't know why I went to Newsweek. I Googled Jordan Howard. I went to Newsweek and
Jordan Howard.
I just Googled Jordan Howard, and Newsweek says, "What did I say? Jordan Howard,
Dwight Howard."
Oh fuck, Dwight Howard. Wrong. Yeah, sport.
Jordan Howard would make more sense for this podcast, but that's not what we're doing right now.
Hey guys, it's Dale here. I am editing this all post-show, so every time you hear that little noise, this noise here, you will hear me chime in throughout the episode. I want to apologize because they are taking way too long talking about Dwight Howard, Armando Googling Jordan Howard when Christian's talking about Dwight Howard. So anyways, I just wanted to say what's up. I miss you guys, and I will be back on the podcast very soon. Like all of us, just crazy times, the holidays, work, and all that stuff. But again, every time you hear this noise, expect me to chime in, and I will keep the guys straight and provide you with some sanity.
No, but Nicki Minaj tweeted at this and said that this person actually accused Cardi B of doing the same thing.
Oh,
so this person.
So maybe this is so a fake story.
I don't know. It could be, but it's pretty funny either way.
Hold on. Yeah, carry the show. Listen, today's show, we got a lot of news to cover. We're going to cover Thursday Night Football. Armando's getting into all of that. I'm going to just do some sideline research real quick, and he's going to start the news.
All right. Well, the first biggest piece of news of the week is that we have let Dale go because he cannot show up for a goddamn podcast. It's been like a month since he's been on this show, so we have been forced to let him go or put him on the bench or put him on the pup list or I don't know. So good, everyone, you know, tweet your farewells to Dale. You can still follow him at I was gonna make a joke. I was gonna look for that person's Twitter handle, the one that's trolling Twitter.
Okay,
never mind.
Yeah, no, you all right. Suck at this.
I suck at this. All right. So let's start with the biggest pieces of news. I'm just going to go through these ones that happened over the weekend that we kind of dismissed. Jack Doyle is on IR. Marvin Jones is on IR.
You want to do this little by little? Or just...
Well,
Jack Doyle's on IR.
So what does that mean?
If you weren't starting Eric Ebron...
Exactly.
I don't know. Continue to start him. I mean, the guy has 11 touchdowns and he's tight end 3 on the year. I mean, I'm pretty sure
exactly.
You're starting
but
him.
He has like 58 targets. People were saying it's unsustainable. Now I think it is sustainable. He's going to continue to be a top 5 tight end. If he's on the waiver wire or if he's a free agent, pick him up. Obviously, I don't want to dig too much into this because we're kind of late to bring this up. Yeah. Marvin Jones is also on IR. And the biggest person to note is Bruce Ellington. He just signed with them a couple weeks ago, and he's actually been really good. He got a couple targets. I think he's got 6 receptions in back-to-back weeks. He's not getting a lot of yardage, but in PPR, he is, I think, pretty viable. Probably a 10-point guy is his ceiling and floor. So you're not going to get a lot, but if you're desperate, someone to look at. Andy Dalton is also on IR. Burrito, do you have a take on that one?
Their quarterback play was mediocre at best. So, no take. I don't think it hugely detriments the offense. I think you're still going to get some decent production out of Joe Mixon. And it really, you're just wondering how he impacts AJ Green. I think that's the one person that gets a little hurt by it, but not too much.
Is it just me or are the guys really struggling to get through this IR segment? I'm not sure why they just don't say Jack Doyle, Andy Dalton, blah, 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 and, instead of going one by one. We all know, and I think they're insulting our intelligence by going through these one by one. Something the guys forgot to mention, a couple of things. One, if you're an Eat Nation private member, or if you're just an Eat Nation member that's a paying member, make sure to email us. I sent out an email like a week ago. We're doing a private podcast for everybody who paid for a membership. So if you paid for a membership, I feel like we didn't bring the fire like we really wanted to. So we're hoping to make it up a little bit by doing like a 15-minute private podcast recapping your favorite league. You know, you give us details. We'll kind of, go through some games, some matchups, look at the playoffs, and then, you know, talk about the champion and, you know, maybe what they did right or wrong in our eyes, stuff like that. So it's really cool. I hope that makes up a little bit for, not having as many bonus shows as we wanted and stuff like that. So if you haven't gotten back to us, make sure you just send me an email, contact@eatsleepfantasy.com. Let me know you're a paying member and that you're interested, and then we'll get in contact with you. I'll send you a Google form to fill out with questionnaire and all that stuff. Also, I think we're going to start, if you are an Eat Nation private member on Facebook, in our Facebook group, I think we're going to start the Secret Santasy, basically just Secret Santa within our group, like a small like $10 thing, you know, limit, and, to share amongst the private members on Facebook. So I think that's kind of, we did a little bit last year. It wasn't a huge success. We had like 20 people exchange gifts. Some people never even got their gifts, which suck, but maybe we can try to police that this year. Anyways, those are the things I really wanted to mention that Christian and Armando didn't mention. I'll be back. Thanks.
Yeah, just so you know this, I've heard a couple people say that Jeff Driskel is one of the most athletic quarterbacks in the NFL.
Okay.
So
that can't possibly be true.
Why can't this be true, Brito? Because he's white. I think this is a race thing, and I'm calling Brito out on it. We don't know. Jeff Driskel, go Gators, by the way. We don't know how athletic he is compared to NFL quarterbacks because he hasn't played a lot in the NFL. But so you really don't know. And Brito just says this because of his skin color. So let's all call him out on talking about Jeff Driskel not being athletic.
I don't know if it's true or not, but the fact that he is athletic, Andy Dalton is not, I think it definitely gives Mixon a bump. And I think it might help Doyle as well. Not Doyle, Boyd as well, just because people like that tend to like the slot players. I think AJ Green's going to be fine. Andy Dalton hasn't been anything special over the past couple weeks. I think everyone's just going to be
okay.
Fine.
All right. I'm going to go through this. Is Jeff Driskel more athletic than Drew Brees? Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers?
Yes.
You think he's more athletic than Aaron Rodgers?
At this point, yes.
Okay, more athletic. All right. I guess I got to go farther on this. More athletic than Patrick Mahomes?
No.
More athletic than Cam Newton?
No.
More athletic than Ben Roethlisberger 3 years ago before he gained all that weight?
Yes.
More athletic than Andrew Luck? I think this is a good one.
I would say yes. At this point in their career, yes.
So what you're saying is he's not as athletic as the Russell Wilsons and the Cam Newtons, the real dual threat quarterbacks, but almost there. Right.
He's like Blake Bortles.
Blake Bortles. He's could like, be a you know, Josh Allen of the Bills.
Yeah, Josh. Okay, if he's as athletic as Josh Allen and slightly more accurate, he's a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Sure. I don't think he is, but
I don't know. It's possible. Did I miss anybody else that went on IR? Those are the big three. Dalton.
I don't think so.
All right, so let's go. I just wanted to rush. Did you have any more information on Dwight Howard? Did he is this official?
It seems like it's real, man. From what I'm looking at so far.
That's a shitty way.
He's not traveling with the team on there. He's going to see a nerve specialist now.
Oof. Jesus. I'm sure he's really injured. I wasn't doubting his injury. and Fournette. Oh, wow. We totally forgot. Melvin Gordon is week to week. I don't expect him back until, I would say, week 15 at the earliest.
He's back in 3 weeks. 2 weeks out.
2 weeks out, weeks 15, which is great if you have a bye. Leonard Fournette missed his appeal.
Let's talk about the ramifications of that because everybody is automatically adding Austin Eckler, or not adding because he's already been added in most leagues, but starting Austin Eckler. Is Eckler an immediate starter for you this week? It's not a great matchup for him.
Against Pittsburgh, and if you're desperate, yeah, I think he's a fine plug as a flex play for sure.
I think he's an RB2. I'd say even higher than a flex play, but like, I can see a scenario where you have better options and you don't play him.
Okay,
I can see a scenario where you drafted like one of the top 10 running backs in the first round, right? So, let's say you have Kareem Hunt, right? You're starting Kareem Hunt. And then you've gotten Aaron Jones over the last few, you know, got him late in the draft.
Okay. Let's just do a quick, what do you call it? Not this or that. What do we call it when comparing players?
This or that.
All right. This or that. Let's do Eckler really quick.
The name of our game.
It's kind of a stupid name. All right. So I'm going to go down a list. What? Come on. James White. Okay. Let's just do it. James White or Eckler?
Eckler.
Yeah. Okay. James White. Not Eckler or Matt Breida. Really?
Yeah.
I would go Eckler in that situation against Seattle. Just so you guys know, Pittsburgh is top 10 against the run. Mm-hmm. I don't think Eckler Seattle's is going to be.
Just throwing that out there. Seattle is not top 10 in matchup adjusted right. fantasy but, points but allowed the, against the run.
But they are at Seattle.
Yeah.
And Seattle is on fire right now. I mean, I think Breida's going to be fine. He's going to get 10 points. Okay, fine. You take Breida. I'll probably take Eckler in that situation. Kenyon Drake or Eckler?
No, give me Eckler.
I got to go a little higher on this list. Adrian Peterson, Eckler.
Eckler.
I would take Eckler, too. Philip Lindsay or Eckler?
Lindsay. Best possible matchup you can have against Cincinnati.
I know, but his volume isn't there. Eckler it's or...
It's been fine.
Last week it was fine.
Yeah. His touches over the last... I'll give you over the last 4 weeks. Ready? Last mm-hmm. week, 14. The week before, 15. The week before, 19. The week before, 21.
Right, but a lot of those are based off injuries as well. I mean, Royce Freeman was out for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, but even if you look at the last couple weeks, he's still getting 15 or so touches. That's more than enough work. Sure. And all you're right. talking about fantasy points over the last 2 weeks, just over the last 2 weeks, 22.6 and 17 in standard for Philip Lindsay. So, and he's playing Denver this week. I love Philip Lindsay this week.
Oh, yeah. It's unfortunate that he is going to cause you to miss the playoffs because...
No. I got this.
All right. Chris Carson.
I'm in that like exact same situation in like three leagues where like I need to win and have another team lose. So
you should you might make the playoffs in fantasy if you beat me.
Yeah, I have that same situation. The only I'm locked in two leagues, two out of six. I have the need to win and need someone to lose in three leagues, and then I'm out completely in one league. So.
I'm sorry.
I think this is what sets our podcast from other podcasts that you might listen to. And I don't know, because to be honest, I don't listen to other podcasts too often. I barely have a chance to listen to our own. But not a lot of people talk about their losses, especially a lot of analysts and stuff like that. They don't talk about their losses. They don't talk about, you know, sometimes you just bet on the wrong players. And sometimes you don't do as well as you wanted to. You bet on a couple of the wrong players, like I did. You know, I bet on Alex Collins in a ton of leagues and, you know, used maybe a little bit earlier draft pick than I should have on Alex Collins and a couple of other players in those leagues I'm struggling in. Just like Breida, it's okay to not be, you know, undefeated in every league to be good analysts of fantasy football. So I just wanted to point that out. I think everybody, you know, depending on, you know, who you bet on pre-draft, some people just get lucky. You know, some people picked up James Conner, you know, the very last pick of their league, you know, stuff like that. So a lot changes. I just think that it's important to share our losses with our wins. And trust me, when Christian Breida wins, he will let you know. But when he loses, he lets you know too. So I think that's really important. I just wanted to point that out.
All right. Did you say Chris Carson or Eckler?
Damn, that is a...
I think I'm going to take Chris Carson just because he's playing San Francisco.
See, this is the scenario, right? So, like, that's a perfect one. You could have both of these guys very easily on your team.
Yeah.
I would go Chris Carson.
Just because of the safety net.
Yeah.
All right, my last one. Josh Adams or Eckler?
Eckler. I think you've seen explosiveness out of Eckler.
Yeah, I think you're going to have... It sounds like you're going to have Eckler in your top 15.
Right.
I think I have all
those guys. Yeah, like I said, he's an RB2 for me. Right around there.
Okay.
He's in that... Right behind Chris Carson, right in that Gus Edwards kind of ranking there.
I think I might have Gus Edwards this week. Yeah. I think he's going to be my... Well, just so you guys know, going to another piece of news, he didn't practice today, and neither did Alex Collins. So it's going to be interesting to see who gets to work. Right now, I'm kind of desperate for Gus Edwards to play. He's my last option.
Right now I have Eckler number 19 in my rankings. Just throw that out there.
Who do you have ahead of him? Just give me the first five.
Breida, Miller, Cook, Carson, Michelle.
I'd rather have him over Miller. Miller has only scored over 12 points like once this season.
Matchup. And look at how the team has been playing as of late.
The team is not him. He broke one carry for 98 yards.
Four
it was
out
his longest
last
carry
five
of his
games
career.
Have been double digit fantasy points for Lamar Miller.
I understand. It's but he has such a low, such a hot, such a low ceiling.
I disagree.
Maybe
it, I mean, it, look, 15. This is standard the last 5 weeks. 15.9, 19.3. I think the outlier is the 4.8, then 10.8, 22.7. Let's take the median of those scores, right? Looking at the last 5 weeks, the median is 15.9. And that was at Jacksonville, whose run defense has been okay. Pretty good, actually. Okay. So,
it's been pretty bad as of recently.
Jacksonville? No, they're second fewest fantasy points to running backs.
I'm just saying recently they've been pretty bad.
Yeah.
They're allowing a shitload of points in all facets of the game.
So, I think as go the Houston Texans, so does Lamar Miller. His ceiling is far, far below what a lot of guys are, but his floor is solid. So give me the solid floor for my running back too.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine. What about Gus Edwards? Would you rather have Eckler or Gus Edwards? That's my last one.
Gus.
Yeah,
we also don't necessarily know how much work is going to go to Justin Jackson is the other thing.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, right, at the end of the last game, Justin Jackson was getting all the work. Everything I've heard coming out was that they're going to be splitting the work. I think it's going to be Eckler still going to get his 11 targets, and then I think Justin Jackson's going to end up with 15 touches. Eckler's probably going to end up with 15 touches, but most of them will be in the passing game. So we'll see what happens. But I think right now I feel Eckler's a good flex. Justin Jackson is a desperation play against Pittsburgh if you don't have any other options.
So Nick just sent us a picture that I would like to break down on the pod.
All right.
Can you read the Eat Sleep Fantasy chat real quick? How do we break this down? Because I'm having a tough time deciphering this.
All right, so the picture, I'm just going to read what it says. It says, testicles are just dick titties.
Do we want to go into further depth with this or just move on?
So where's the dick with the titties?
Dick titties. All right, so... Sorry, man. I was still reading about Dwight Howard.
Okay. All right. Get us back into the game, Brito. We're falling apart here. This has been a really sexual...
You mentioned two players that were going to miss time, right? So you talked about Melvin Gordon. But let's flip back over... To Leonard Fournette.
Yeah. I think the vibe is right now that Hyde should get the majority of the work. And Yeldon will get the passing down. I don't think either one's going to be a workhorse back. I think they'll both be involved. Pretty much similar to what I think we'll see in, you know, San Diego. Not San Diego. It's Chargers. Los Angeles Chargers.
It's fine, man. Old habits die hard.
I'm a fucking San Diego Charger fan.
Too bad they play for LA now.
Like, I know.
They really needed to have more teams in LA.
They're going to get one more, actually. Just kidding. They should just move Jacksonville over there.
They have two teams for every sport, huh? LA? For the...
Yeah. I mean,
they've got the Angels and the Dodgers. They've got the Clippers and the Lakers.
Yeah.
They've got the Rams and the Chargers.
Well, I mean, football does... I mean, New York does as well. They have the Giants and the Jets. Yeah, they have the Mets. There's the Brooklyn and then there's the Knicks. So... Yeah. I mean, they're both major cities in the U.S. I mean, the major cities on each coast.
Yeah, but why do they need two teams? Okay, let's just move on.
It's a population thing.
Carlos Hyde is the guy that I would rather have in a standard league and Yeldon in a PPR if you're desperate.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree with that.
If you're desperate.
So
I do think there's better if you're desperate plays, though.
Name one.
At the running back position, I give you a really good one at the wide receiver position. You ready for
it? Which one? Yeah.
If you're desperate play that most people have ranked like wide receiver 80 or 90, and I think he's going to be a top 36 guy this week. You ready for it?
Yeah.
Jermaine Kearse.
Look, man.
You want to know his target numbers the last 4 weeks?
Look, I understand. Look, listen to me.
No.
You go ahead. Tell the listeners. Tell the listeners about Jermaine Kearse.
All right. 10 targets, 9 targets, 5 targets, 12 targets. Okay? This week, playing Tennessee, whose pass defense has been as bad as it gets against fantasy wide receivers, the Jets have nobody else to throw it to. Nobody. They got nobody to throw it to. And he just put up 6 for 66 and a touchdown last week.
Okay, look. Everyone remember his targets. These are his yardage, and this is why that doesn't matter. 30, 20, 16, 66. That's not good. I blew my fab on Kearse.
Well, I got him for free in Dynasty, and I mean, we're starting like 30 players in that league.
Yeah, no, I blew my fab on him when Quincy Enunwa went down, and he did nothing for me. I had to cut him.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you guys an even better one. Doug Baldwin did not practice. I think David Moore, who I think is ranked in everyone's
David Moore's
50s. Yeah, I'd rather have him.
Yeah, but I'm giving you a really deep guy. This is not deep. Go deeper.
You want me to go? Okay, Reuben Foster with Buffalo, who has been actually really good. He's a rookie that I think they drafted, undrafted actually. In the past 2 weeks, I think he's had 2 90-yard games. So if you want me to go even a little deeper. So week 10, he had 105 yards. And week 12 against Jacksonville, he had 94 yards. And I think he's going unranked in most people's formats. So he's only been active, 3 games, week 2 and then week 10 and 11. So you want me to go a little deeper than that one?
No, I'm going to keep going on this. Here's a guy that I have ranked inside my top 30 that is still, for some reason, widely available because he is not a household name.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Reynolds. Why is he available everywhere?
He shouldn't be. I picked him
legit up in 5 out of 6 leagues.
Look, if you... Yes, out of the 3 guys we named, I think Josh Reynolds has the highest boom potential, mainly because Slay is going to be covering Cooks.
It's not even a boom potential. He's just shown that he is now the wide receiver 3 with the cup injury, and he will fill it with... He's going to give you double-digit fantasy points.
Okay, the reason why he was widely available is because the first time Cup was down, he did nothing. And then
he went for 42 yards and 2 touchdowns.
But that's not a lot. I mean, I get the touchdowns, sure, but those are fluky. You don't 16 really fantasy buy into points. That.
Second time Cup was down, 80 yards and a touchdown. Then they had their bye week, so a lot of people didn't pick him up. He's available in 60% of leagues.
I think it's crazy. He should be owned and started in, especially this week with Slay on Cooks. Josh Reynolds should be started in almost every format. Easily. 100% agree with that.
Yeah, he's on my bench right now because I don't know what to do.
All right, let's go into more recent news because we've kind of only talked about...
All right, give me a sneaky running back start, man.
Sneaky running back start?
Yep.
LeSean McCoy.
Doug Martin. No.
No. Fuck. Well, you put me on the spot there. I thought we were going to go over news. LeGarrette Blount.
That's not bad.
I think LeGarrette Blount against LA. I know. I think it's if you're desperate type play, he's going to get the when they get in the red zone, which they always do. I think he's going to get the work there. He's going to get a couple touchdowns.
I like it. Not bad. I'm going to stick with Doug Martin, by the way. Kansas City.
Really? Yeah, he's had one good game, though.
I'm just going on matchups here, man. And he's given you a floor. I think he's given you a floor of like 7-8 fantasy points that you can be happy with. And then you can maybe have the ceiling of like 13-15 points. Yeah, I'm going deep here, okay?
I support that. That's good. All right, my bad.
Jesus. The touches
I think LeSean McCoy is a better play. The Dolphins are horrible against the run. They offer the top 5 worst against the run. They give up 28.9 to running backs. did I bore you with that fact?
Yeah, a little bit. LeSean McCoy is such a boring player at this point in his career.
I gave up a first round pick for him in one of our leagues.
In what league did you give up a first round pick for him? In Dynasty?
Went wide receiver heavy. I went AJ Green, Mike Evans, Antonio Brown, and then
I bought all the old players in Dynasty with a first rounder.
Yeah.
I mean, I got Ingram and Edelman and something else. I can't remember.
You'll be fine.
Yeah. I'm already in the playoffs in that league, I think. Right? I'm already locked in.
Yeah. This is Edelman's last good year. Like, not this one, the next one. He's contract year is next year. They're not going to re-sign him. They give up on their players pretty early. So DeSean Jackson was limited in practice. Honestly, at this point, I don't think he's worth starting. He's not worth owning. You're better off starting another running back, getting another defense on your roster, and just cutting him. He has not been good in quite some time. Do you agree with that?
Yep. Wide receiver 50 for me, because maybe he has a decent week, but shit, I'm not banking on it.
No, you want to own Mike Evans, you want to own Cameron Brate, Chris Godwin.
Good matchup, maybe. Though.
Yeah, it's a good matchup, but still, like, you know, he hasn't been good even in good matchups previously, so he's done.
Also, don't forget about Adam Humphries.
Curtis Samuel is sidelined with a hamstring injury. He hasn't been fantastic, but he's been pretty consistent. I've gotten 10, 12 points out of him over the past 3 weeks. And with Funchess also being out, he's been fine. But I think this just locks in DJ Moore as a wide receiver too going forward. If he misses any time whatsoever. It's pretty much DJ Moore, Cam Newton, and McCaffrey are the only guys worth owning, in my opinion, on the Carolina Panthers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, McCaffrey's out here putting up 50 burgers on people.
Yeah, fuck that guy, dude.
Seriously.
Again, talking about our podcast being separated from others, not many podcasts will say fuck that guy when talking about Christian McCaffrey. I just wanted to point that out, that I think it's important to hate fantasy football players and hate the players that they manage, and it's completely okay that Armando says fuck that guy because he really has a hate for Christian McCaffrey right now.
I'm sad I don't own him. I didn't get him in any league whatsoever.
I don't own him in any leagues either.
Some good news finally is Tre'Quan Smith is good to go for the Cowboys tomorrow night. Honestly, personally, yeah, I'm not starting him and I don't own him in any leagues. I think he's fantastic for next year, but I mean, in the playoffs, in a must-win situation, he's going to end up on my bench or as a free agent.
Yeah, but I regret selling him in Dynasty, but if you're looking to win now, he's probably not the guy to play tomorrow night or tonight. So
listeners know I got Tre'Quan Smith from Breedo, and I turned Tre'Quan Smith into Philip Lindsay. And
no, you didn't. Tre'Quan Smith and picks.
I turned Tre'Quan Smith into Philip Lindsay and picks. I traded Philip Lindsay for Mike Williams and picks.
You should have kept Lindsay.
No, I got a first round pick and Mike Williams, who I absolutely love, because Tyrell Williams is a free agent next year, and Mike Williams should be bumped up more into a wide receiver 15 going forward next year, not this year. I think he's gonna be fantastic, and his red zone looks are amazing. Maybe I'm just a little crazy. I don't know. But I love Rivers.
Yeah, you're a little crazy.
Yeah. All right. Kenyon Drake is officially limited on Wednesday. If he's not good to go, I think you start Gore and Kalen Ballage as a handcuff. I don't think you're going to start Kalen Ballage.
Just start Gore, and that's it.
Yeah. Gore hasn't had a 10-point showing only once this season. So, I mean, if you're desperate, start Gore. But that's about it. Like we said before, Gus Edwards has an ankle injury. Hopefully he's still good. He's good to go, because I lost Mack, Gordon, and Fournette. So if I lose Gus as well, I will be in tough shit. Bad place. Trubisky was limited this week.
bad place. You already said deep shit. Like, why are you now saying dookie and tough place?
I don't know, man. Fuck you. Trubisky is limited in practice. I think that if Chase Daniels goes, I don't think this really affects anybody on the offense. Chase Daniels is Trubisky minus the good legs. That's pretty much it with that offense. Brito, do you agree?
Yes, sir.
And the last piece of news that we need to talk about is Doug Baldwin was held out of practice. This is why I love DJ Moore this week. I think he's going to get an increase in volume.
Yep, and continue to fire up Tyler Lockett because
I don't understand. He is getting six targets a game and is putting up a touchdown almost every game. It does not make sense.
That's
the volume is not there.
The volume doesn't need to be there in that offense. It's weird.
I know. I don't. I think this is a one-hit wonder for Lockett. I think next year it's going to be DJ Moore. I mean, he's getting a lot more targets, and he is a way better receiver than Tyler Lockett.
Yeah. I mean, Lockett's going to end a year with double-digit touchdowns. He's definitely on pace to do that.
Yeah. So. 100% agree. So tell me more about Dwight Howard, Brito.
I'm good, man.
All right. I don't know what else we need to talk about.
Thursday night football.
Oh, fuck. All right. So the Saints are traveling to Dallas. I think you're starting your typical guys, Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara, Drew Brees for the Saints. I don't feel comfortable starting Tre'Quan Smith like we mentioned before. And where are you? Like, I think Mark Ingram is the biggest variable of this offense. And Brito, you are a resident Mark Ingram expert. Tell us about him.
He will be okay.
You think so?
He'll be okay. You're worried about Ingram this week?
The Cowboys are top 10 against the running back, and they are at home. They only give up 21 points to running backs. So, yeah, I'm worried about him.
Let me see where I got Ingram at. I'm pretty sure I have him in my top 24.
I mean, I think he's a good... Yes, he's an RB2.
Kamara,
I think that
8 and Ingram 20.
Yeah, I think that's a good ranking. I think people had this season being a top 14 running back, and I don't think he's that. I think he's matchup dependent. And nothing higher than RB2. I don't feel comfortable starting him unless I have to.
Yeah, it really just depends how the game flow goes. But he's been solid. Like, you're going to have ups and downs with him. But if he gets the work, he's still quite good. And that offense is quite good.
Yeah. I mean, this is a Thursday night football game. But both teams had a full week to practice for this because both of them played last Thursday night. Yep. So don't expect your typical, you know, ugly ass football. They're going to be ready to go. Both teams are coming in hot as well, so it's gonna be a really interesting game to watch to see who actually comes up on top. I think it's gonna be Drew Brees.
Over under easy. 10 fantasy points for Mark Ingram.
I'm gonna take the over just because of a touchdown.
Okay.
Possibility.
Over under 17 fantasy points for Alvin Kamara. Standard leagues, by the way.
Under.
Okay. Over under 30 fantasy points for Drew Brees in a standard 6-point passing touchdown league.
I am going to say under. I'm thinking he's going to end up with like 28. I think that's a safe place to predict him.
Let's go one more on the offense for the Saints. Over under 12 fantasy points for Michael Thomas.
I'm going to take the over on that. What about you? He had a pretty awful game. I think they're going to right the ship.
I'm going to go over on all of those, by the way.
Oh, really?
On all of them, yep.
God, I hope you're right. I would love a huge game from Breeze.
All right, let's go to the other side of the ball, man.
That team's fucking ugly. I hate everyone on that offense.
On the Cowboys?
Yeah, I don't know why I hate the Cowboys so much. I know I'm like, you know, this is America's team, whatever, but I don't like Ezekiel Elliott. I don't like Dak Prescott. And I don't like I've always hated him.
By the way.
He's been fine as of recent. I mean, Dak Prescott has been fine as of recent. I mean, people are having him ranked in the top 12 rest of the season against – he has some great matchups going forward. I just don't like him as a quarterback. He was awful, and I – you know, his inconsistency is not good.
Yeah, but I think the offense really needed an outside threat. And even though I don't think Amari Cooper is that elite talent, it just shows how much better he is than all the other garbage that they had out there. That he can put up numbers because, man, they really had nobody to create anything on the outside.
Yeah. I'll say this so everyone knows, the Saints give up the most points to wide receivers and give up the third fewest to running backs. So if we're going off that alone, I think you're going to expect a big game from Amari Cooper and, yeah, what, a medium game from Ezekiel Elliott?
Zeke, I mean, what's a medium game for him? I think he's still a top
six or seven guy. I'm going the under on 15 points, the over on 12. What about you?
Such a specific range. Really, like, pigeonholing yourself there with your call. I'm going to go over 13, but under 15.
I think he gets 100 and he gets 80 yards and a touchdown, or, you know, 120 yards. You know, I don't think he's going to.
RB
he's not gonna get,
six for me.
Whoa. Yeah, no, I think I'll have him ranked in that area, but I don't think that. I don't think he's going to be the number one running back this week. I'll just say that.
Okay.
And I don't think Amari Cooper is going to be the number one wide receiver. He's not going to put up 30 points again.
All right, let's play the same game that I just did. Amari Cooper over under 12 fantasy points.
I'm going to take the over just because he's your only receiver.
Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott over under 23 fantasy points.
Saints give up 22 points to quarterbacks. I'm going to take the over.
You think I'm playing with these fucking numbers? You think I'm just guessing here? I'm giving you... Damn it. I just smacked my microphone. I'm sorry, everyone listening. I almost turned it off, too. Jesus, I'm a mess. And then last but not least, Ezekiel Elliott, over under 15 fantasy points.
I'm going to take the under.
All right. Fair enough. I'm going to go under for both Cooper and Prescott, and just slightly over for Zeke, like 15, 16 points.
I like Prescott more for his running abilities and his passing abilities. That's why I took the over on it.
Okay, fair enough. All right, that's pretty much going to wrap it up. Is anything you want to add here, Armando?
I just want to let everyone know that we hired Dale back. He needs to edit these podcasts, so, you know, welcome aboard, Dale.
By the way, I probably should have mentioned that I'm, like, coming down with a cold and nasally at the beginning of the podcast so that you didn't have to bear with it if you didn't want to. But too late now, fuckers.
Jesus.
Sorry. Too mean? Sorry. You can cut too that, mean, Dale. He's not going to cut it. He's not even listening at this point.
He doesn't, you know.
He doesn't care. This is going to go. I could say anything I want here.
He's going to cut out the part where I said we fired him and then leave the part that he's back on board. And people are going to be like, what the fuck?
Is there anything I can say that would get me fired?
Yes. Remember those jokes you made a while ago?
Cunt.
Are you going to go tweet at Maxine Elige Brito now?
You think Dale's going to bleep out that I just said the C word?
No, he's not listening.
Somebody's looking at somebody else in their car like, did he really just say that?
Yes, I am listening. I listen to the whole podcast. What a waste of time, by the way. Now I kind of feel like I know what our listeners go through. I just had to listen to 45 minutes of the most boring fantasy football podcast on the internet. And yes, I did hear you say cunt. I don't think cunt is that bad. Privately, you said way worse, Brito. So and Armando, both. So no, nobody is fired. Everybody is staying here. And we're an independent fantasy football podcast, so we can say cunt all we want. I don't think is that a really bad word? I think Christian was saying, making it seem like it was really, really bad to say. I don't think it's that bad. There's way worse words that I would say we can't say, but cunt is not, I mean, it's aggressive, but it's not horrible, is it?
Oh, we need to unsubscribe right now. Our last five subscribers just gave up on us. Our only podcast, and you throw that profanity out.
I'm sorry, guys. I apologize. It's been a while. I'm tired. I'm doing my best. My best.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. I think that was a pretty rough podcast, Brito. I do.
Yeah. Eat, sleep, fantasy. You rocking with the best. NFL fantasy football podcast. We talk.
talking mock drafts. Running backs better follow the conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation, we doing what we like. Tune in every week, guaranteed we get it hype. Fantasy football enthusiasts, I know you plan to be joining us on Eat Sleep Fantasy. Yeah, Eat Sleep Fantasy. Eat Sleep Fantasy.